So the negatives of Japanese management then, well, you know, despite their success, some still don't see the Japanese management as being the cure or the panacea for everything, really. You know, research has shown that management techniques developed in Japan can be successfully applied in other countries, sometimes with remarkable results, but their success comes, you know, not from catering to intrinsic values, but to stifling constraints that maybe wouldn't be tolerated in the West. That's what critics say anyway. You know, rather than like a carefully nurtured atmosphere of trust and common enterprise amongst employees, it can be seen actually as a restrictive system, just full of internal controls. It's been noted that workers in just-in-time systems, for example, have more stress than their counterparts in normal systems. Apparently, some see the authority and responsibility dedicated to the worker as a way for management to further burden the worker without, you know, a comparable increase in take-home pay as well. So there really is no mystery to the success attributed to Japanese management. The Japanese were convinced that a shift caused by natural competitive forces was taking place worldwide. They then just rode this change to financial success, becoming the premier producer of products known for quality. They were prepared to sacrifice short-term financial results in order to get a longer-term superior quality. And consumers really are still showing their confidence in Japanese goods by buying what they see as quality at a fair price. Japanese produced television sets, for example, have an average lifespan that's twice of those produced in America. So any country that can manage this kind of quality and turn it into a strategic weapon should continue to do well in the markets that it competes, really.